Hi, we're your hosts, Lynn Suzek and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, everyone.
We're here together again. Thanks for joining us today on His Ability. We have one more step in the trail that God is leading us down on a journey. We've been talking about a lot about healing over time, and I just can't get away from the subject. It's just where my heart is. It is just what God's doing with us. And the more that I research it and the more that I find out what other people have gone through on journeys of healing, I find that what we're doing is not uncommon. We both have some healings that are in route, I would say. Myself in a wheelchair. I've been in a wheelchair for over 23 years. I have a spinal cord injury and I have been experiencing healing, and I have been experiencing praying over people and healing them, but in small doses. And Mark and I have been exploring healing. What we're excited about to talk about today is that Mark found a new nugget God led him to by, he just loves to frequent the local what store?
Family Christian Books. Love that place.
He just can't get enough of it. He's like a drug addict. He's got to go every couple weeks. Hey, I haven't been there
Get
in a
my
while.
fix.
Yep, and he's up on the latest things that are being put out on the market in the Christian books. Well, I was very excited to find that there is a guy out there, and his name is Darren Wilson. He has produced a film, kind of homemade, or he had some professional experience of his own, but he took a, what he did is he took a, his camera and decided to visit place to place to place, the United States and beyond, of where healings are reported to be happening, to check it out for himself. Started off as a skeptic to see what is going on and see if he, how much he could catch on camera. And so think of some places that you've heard of miraculous happenings going on in the Christian circles. But you don't have the money to go visit, or maybe you don't want to. You're that skeptical, you wouldn't even want to go there. But you've heard of them. Well, this guy Darren Wilson, he decided he wanted to go and actually be there and interview people. So this DVD is a full, I don't know how many,
It's 100
it's 100
minutes.
minutes,
Yeah.
and it contains footage of miracle after miracle, healing after healing, testimony after testimony. The producer, he wanted to see for himself what all the hype is on the healing and the miracles that we hear about around the USA and other countries. So he, like I said, he took his camera and he checked it out. Darren had interviews with so many people who experience miracles regularly and teach others how to heal. These people, and I'll mention some of them later, believe that signs and wonders are tools for bringing people to salvation. And we have been speaking about that very thing here. It's been a couple of years we've been saying that. God's been showing us, you've been saying, Mark, that you want to walk with all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. You want to experience it all. We're teaching that on our Monday night class.
Fully preach the gospel. No, if you're going to fully preach the gospel, signs and wonders should be there.
Right, just like
Right.
Jesus did, and just like Jesus taught his disciples to do. And it's just not, we're not being brought up with that kind of mentality. And we've been just feeling that God's been putting that on us, that desire. And then as we've been desiring that and talking about it and teaching that to our kids, we have five kids, well, my five kids and your two kids between us, that's seven in our household. Coming and going, teenagers, most of them. When anyway, we influence them with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Most of our kids, I think, speak in tongues by now, and we pray over each other, and we encourage that there are gifts that God has given each of them. Kids are more, open to some of that than adults, I think.
It's one thing to read about the gifts. It's another thing to actually put them into action,
And to
to actually,
value them.
and to be able to teach to someone, how do you use the gift of tongues? How do these gifts work?
This this guy on the film, he's interviewed so many pastors from churches that are doing this. They've said that somebody said the Holy Spirit is kind of trapped inside of people like Christians who have become born again. They have this new spirit God gave them with ability, but we don't know how to use it because we're not being taught.
Right.
So
how frustrating it must be for God to indwell his believers and they're not willing to step out in faith and pray because the Holy Spirit said, go pray for someone or go pray to heal their knee or their ankle or whatever.
Right. And the film promotes, the film I'm talking about, again, it's a DVD and it's called The Finger of God. You can find it at Family Christian Books. And if you go online, you can see more about it. It's fingerofgodfilm.com. And it's it's promoting the scripture, I think, is just the best scripture he could have chosen to put on here. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. I think that says it all, that we just shouldn't be just talking about salvation, just bringing people to salvation so that they can, I mean, just talking about the fact that, you know, you don't want to go to hell, so we do want you to be saved, and this is how you do it. I think that is where most of our churches are right now, that believe in salvation, that believe it's not just a religious thing, that it is a matter of being born again.
They're very, very salvation focused. I don't think God died on the cross just to keep us from going to hell. He died on the cross to remove sin so that we could have a relationship with him. So, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are missing that. When you get the Holy Spirit, you get power, dunamis.
The power that raised Christ from the dead.
That's right.
And you and I, Mark, have been talking about we want to walk in the power that Paul did, even as Jesus did. I now believe that Jesus was here to teach us how to be a normal person that he created us to be, even before sin. Perhaps, you know, that's the way Adam and Eve were. You know, they were walking in the miraculous before there was sin that separated them from God. It's all just kind of open to revelation, knowledge, I think, as you read the scriptures. So I'm so excited because we're hot on a trail. God wants us to learn these things, and we are learning them. And we have, I kind of like, Mark, that we're finding, we've talked about the Andrew Womack Ministries, and again, tons and tons of downloadable information free for those who begin looking into their ministry and want information before they can afford to or want to contribute. You go to Andrew Womack Ministries, who teaches this very same thing.
AWMI.net.
AWMI.net. And you'll see a whole church that's in a Bible college doing this very thing, teaching people these things, and that's in Colorado. But now, as of, you know, just recently finding this DVD, I saw, you know, now our eyes are open to how many different places are doing this. And there is a really cool, it's very interesting to find there's another church that's really big into this, and that's Bethel Church, and that is in California. I'm trying to remember what
Chris Overstreet, Bethel Church outreach coordinator.
Yeah, and there's the
Bill Johnson is the pastor.
Pastor is Bill Johnson. You'll probably find that on the internet as well. The part of the DVD, it's one of my favorite parts, that they show these teenagers that they're teaching and bringing up into ministry. Well, they're teaching them how to walk in signs and wonders and how to bring people to the Lord by just healing them, you know, and providing just kind of what they do for fun on a Friday night is just gather together, start praying and hearing from God about what to do tonight and where does he want them to go.
And right. What area, Lord, do you want me to go to so I can flow in the gifts of healing for you? And, you know, they all jot down the what they believe the Lord is telling them. And then they kind of meet together with all their notes, and they go out in teams, prayer teams, and they'll head out to the local mall or to the ice cream shop or wherever it is God sent them to go.
Whoa.
And they'll run into someone who's either on crutches or has a cast or obviously has some sort of need for healing. Or they might be told to approach someone with red hair or whatever, whatever the case is. And they'll walk up, boldly walk up and say, God told me to come here and pray for you.
Boldly, in the sense that they're not afraid. They're not.
They don't receive rejection.
They don't care what people think of them, but they're gentle in their approach toward the people that they're coming to, respectful. You know, do you mind if I pray with you? God's telling me to pray with you. And most of the time they're received because the Holy Spirit is leading them. What kind of a youth group ministry is that? You know, what?
This is what they do for a Friday night.
Yeah. And in our, I mean, I, you know, we have seen youth groups that are, you know, they have an agenda and they're taught a certain thing in the denomination and, you know, trying to bring people in with programs and, you know, what kind of programs are our youth groups doing nowadays?
Well, they got the Assemblies of God. They get involved in the fine arts, which is to promote their talents and stuff. They spend time at the Ronald McDonald House serving, or maybe they'll go downtown, help out the outreach program,
feed the poor.
Right.
But how much more is it if you can offer to heal them?
How cool would that be? Pray for them and get healing.
Amen.
And really see the Spirit of God moving.
Right.
So very exciting. These students went out. They were filmed by this the guy that made this disc. And if you get this DVD, you're going to get a chance to see them actually in action. It's very fascinating to see these students who are just in love with God going out there and praying for the sick.
Okay, well, we have about a minute left, and I just wanted to let you know that Darren Wilson, the producer of this film, also addresses the issue of strange miracles and the paradigms that cause us not to accept some of the things that are going on because we don't understand them. Darren started this film as a skeptic but ended the film as a believer in miracles. And one of the other many people that he interviewed and watched perform miracles was a guy. If you type him into the internet, you'll find lots of YouTubes showing these miracles. And his name is Jason Westerfield, and I've seen a lot of him just looking up. He's been on Sid Roth, which is another place where you'll find a lot of interviews about miracles. And Jason Westerfield is just radical for Christ. What have we seen him do?
Yeah, maybe we will do our whole next show on Jason
I'm going to try to get a hold of him and interview him.
That would be cool.
And many of these people that we've talked about, there's some pastors from these churches that I might be able to get a hold of and interview. So we look forward to that and ask you to join us again next week. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.